Do you remember Trump's obsession with the border? Since coming down his elevator over 9 years ago at Trump Tower to announce his candidacy for president, he has made immigrants and the border enemy number one.
They're sending people that have lots of problems, and they're bringing those problems with us. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to border guards, and they tell us what we're getting. And it only makes common sense. It only makes common sense. They're sending us not the right people. It's coming from more than Mexico. It's coming from all over South and Latin America, and it's coming probably from the Middle East. But we don't know, because we have no protection, and we have no competence. We don't know what's happening. And it's got to stop. And it's got to stop fast.
His first number one priority was closing borders and building a wall once sworn in. Within the first week came down his first executive order of a Muslim ban, causing chaos and mayhem at the airports. Written by self-proclaimed white Christian nationalist Stephen Miller. The executive order would later be rescinded because it was unlawful. I don't know about you, but I was so frickin' tired of hearing about his damn wall. He fought with Congress to get the money. But didn't he insist someone else would pay for the wall?
I will build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it, and they'll be happy to pay for it because Mexico's making so much money from the United States that that's going to be peanuts. And all these other characters say, oh, they won't pay, because they don't know the first thing about how to negotiate. Trust me, Mexico will pay for it.
And Mexico's President Vicente Fox's famous response?
I'm not going to pay for that wall. He should pay for it. He's got the money.
A Mexican was videoed climbing Trump's new wall with rope ladders. Where there is a will, there is always a way. And what about all those tunnels? There's about 2,000 miles of all kinds of terrain, but 400 miles was built mostly replacing old low-lying barriers made to stop cars but not people. Congress relented and budgeted $2.7 billion because he kept threatening to close down the government until he got his way like a spoiled child.
You do not want to shut down the government. You have called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement. If we can't come to an agreement, we have solutions that will pass the House and Senate right now and will not shut down the government. And that's what we're urging you to do. Not threaten to shut down the government because you, let me just finish, because you can't get your way.
The last time you shut it down, you
got
killed.
Yeah, let me say something, Mr. President. You just say my way or we'll shut down the government. We have a proposal that Democrats and Republicans will support to do a CR that will not shut down the government. We urge you to take it.
Who would get the daily brunt of Trump's obsession with the border was Department of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen. Her aide, Miles Taylor, said, the president called Ms. Nielsen at home early in the mornings to demand that she take action to stop migrants from entering the country, including doing things that were clearly illegal, such as blocking all immigrants from seeking asylum. She repeatedly noted the limitations imposed on her department by federal laws, court settlements, and international obligations. Those responses only infuriated Mr. Trump further. She was complicit in the off-the-books family separation and putting children in cages with a zero-tolerance policy separating over 2,300 children from their parents. Their cries were heartbreaking.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Guatemala.
No llores. Vas a llegar con... Mira, ella te va a explicar y te va a ayudar.
Tengo el número de él.
Ah, pues ahorita ella te ayuda para que hable. Cálmate, mamá.
No, papá.
Voy por aquí, niña.
No, papá. Tengo el número yo de memoria 34.
And what did Trump think about all of this?
The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
Trump wanted her to break the law. Nielsen would have to divert her energy and other homeland responsibilities, like meeting with foreign terrorism counterparts, to appease him. She even came up with a presentation for Congress, but no one in Congress wanted to hear her and denied the meeting. Trump was pissed. She tried her best to hold on to her job, like leaving a G7 meeting and visiting the border for a propaganda video and tweeting over 60 times and making numerous appearances on Fox about the border, only to be fired by forced resignation in April of 2019 because she wouldn't break the law. Every time Trump was being attacked or having a bad news day or being impeached, he would go to Twitter. About a total of 570 times during his 4 years, saying there is a border crisis. He would constantly threaten Mexico with trade. Just before firing Nielsen, he tweeted, "Mexico is doing very little, if not nothing, at stopping people from flowing into Mexico through their southern border and then into the U.S. They laugh at our dumb immigration laws. They must stop the big drug and people flows, or I will stop their cash cow. NAFTA need wall." Desperate Trump even did an evening broadcast from the Oval.
My fellow Americans, tonight I am speaking to you because there is a growing humanitarian and security crisis at our southern border. Every day, Customs and Border Patrol agents encounter thousands of illegal immigrants trying to enter our country. We are out of space to hold them, and we have no way to promptly return them back home to their country.
Well, the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 has a few ideas and mentions the border 117 times. Chapter 5, page 133, Department of Homeland Security, written by Ken Cuccinelli, who was the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security in Trump's administration. Let me see if I can break it down for you. Okay, so they want to take the CBP, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, and be combined with ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to also be combined with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office of Refugee Resettlement, ORR, and the Department of Justice, DOJ, Executive Office for Immigration Review, the EOIR, and Office of Immigration Litigation, OIL, into a standalone border and immigration agency at the cabinet level, with more than 100,000 employees, making the third largest department measured by manpower. And it continues with this little nugget. The role of ICE deportation officers should be clarified. ICE enforcement and removal operations, ERO, should be identified as being primarily responsible for enforcing civil immigration regulations, including the civil arrest, detention, and removal of immigration violators anywhere in the United States without warrant where appropriate, subject only to the civil warrant requirements of the INA where appropriate. Translation? Combine all these departments and make them the third strongest cabinet member and give them unlimited power to shut all borders and deport over 10 million undocumented immigrants by getting rid of all due process. Oh, and as added measure, give them all the money they want. This is what Hitler did to the Jews by making them the boogeyman, the scapegoat, the ones for all your woes by eating your food and taking your jobs. The Aryan Nation, also known as the White Christian Nationalist Nation, makes undocumented workers the enemy, the same way Hitler did. Trump doesn't have much to campaign on this second time around, so he called up the GOP and tanked a Biden bipartisan immigration bill after so much work had been put into it and giving every concession the GOP wanted. Mitt Romney called it out.
I think the border is a very important issue for Donald Trump, and the fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling. And someone running for president ought to try and get the problem solved, as opposed to saying, hey, save that problem. Don't solve it. Let me take credit for solving it later.
I want to end with this. AP just reported a caravan of people coming from Mexico. They believe Trump will be elected and want to cross over before he could close the border. I ask this question. Why do so many risk their lives to cross the border? I found out the main answer. They believe they can come to this country and make $1 to $2 million within 2 years and to take the money back home and be the hero. Where did they get the idea? A reality show called The Kardashians. Tune in next time when I cover Trump's first impeachment for his actions with Ukraine. I care about our country, and I hope you do too. Remember to vote November 5th.